loving Lord, open your word to our hearts and our hearts to your word, that we might know, love, and serve you better, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Well, here I am, back with you again in church during the season of Lent. And I trust you haven't forgotten how I define the meaning of these 40 days by taking the four letters L-E-N-T and getting the spiritual message, let's eliminate negative thinking. Talked about that a lot this time last year. And during my time as a curate in Banbridge and as a rector in Balnamallard and the Donegal area, some people would often say to me when I visited their home, and they would say it almost boastfully, you know, your reverence, I or we as the case may be, never go to church. We are not, or I am not, a religious person or persons. To which my reply usually was, you know, it's just because of people like you that God sent me to your parish. And the same, of course, goes for all clergy, wherever they may be. You see, Jesus needs people like these. We read in the Gospels how when he was on earth, people who thought that they were religious, the strict Jews called scribes and Pharisees, caused Jesus more trouble than those who knew that they were sinners. And that remark that I made to people in those situations gave those people a bit of a shock, I think, because most people have in their mind that Jesus is only interested in good people, the people who do go to church and to do their best to live godly lives. I also, of course, heard when I went around people say, oh, I'm not good enough to receive the sacrament of Holy Communion. But of course, we know that nothing could be further from the truth. You will, for example, remember how Jesus told a parable about a Pharisee who stood at a street corner. And there he thanked God that he was a much better person than a nearby tax collector. What did the tax collector do? He simply asked God this question, be merciful to me, a sinner. And in that parable, Jesus said it was in fact the tax collector who went away justified, made just by God, rather than the man who imagined that he could do no wrong. And again, the Gospels record how Jesus spent time warning his listeners against the danger of judging other people, like the man who suggested another should take the mote out of his eye when there was, in fact, a plank in the man's own eye, Jesus said. And Jesus' message here was, don't tell other people how they should live their lives when you don't fully understand how to live your own life. To do so, he said, is as absurd as one blind man leading another. And then we find Jesus ending that parable by saying, both of those people fell into the ditch. It's likely that the listening crowd laughed at that remark that Jesus made, but when they realized Jesus was not joking about blind people, they began to realize he was in fact referring to those who thought that they could see better than those other people around them. A common thought about Jesus is that he only put great emphasis on telling the populace not to do bad things. And of course, we remember how when we were children growing up, we were from time to time told by our parents and indeed others not to be naughty. That's how good parents warn their children. For example, if a child puts its finger on a hot surface, it will cause a burn. Or hitting a brother or sister will not lead to a happy family life. And so children need to be told not to be naughty. And at times like these, parents can also be warning their children not to do things which are grave sins, but things which may just cause them inconvenience and even anger as they live out their parenthood. Growing up in such an environment may lead later to those children imagining God to be always angry with them, the way the parents sometimes are. But Jesus, of course, we know, did describe God as his Father, and you and I, young and old, as his children. At the same time, it's difficult to find a verse in Scripture where Jesus tells people off for doing things which the so-called religious people called sinful. Yes, he was angry at the traders selling birds and animals to be used as sacrifices at the temple. But who was buying those items that were for sale? Yes, the so-called religious elite. But Jesus did tell all his people to eliminate negative thinking. My slogan for Lent: let's eliminate negative thinking. What did he tell the people who were listening to him? He told them, love God, love your neighbor, feed the hungry, visit prisoners, give a cup of water to the thirsty, give your spare coat to those who have none. And so I would suggest that during this season of Lent, we work at being more religious in the way that Jesus encourages us, by eliminating negative thoughts and negative actions. He based his eliminating negative thinking on the message from the prophet Micah, who in the scriptures that our Lord knew so well, the Old Testament, told his readers what God requires of them. And this is what the prophet Micah said. He, God, has shown us, as he showed Jesus, act justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with your God. Positive thinking, I would suggest, in the highest order, and a good slogan for us to take with us today, and a good message from Micah. Act justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with our God. And now to the King Eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen.